Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Jesus the Christ is born!
Visit of the Magi. This is what we're going to look at this morning, the visit of the wise men to Bethlehem. And I know that we are familiar, I'm sure all of us, with this scripture passage, but maybe there are some details here that maybe we have overlooked. And so I want to try to suggest some things to you that I think are applicable to our lives today. We're on a journey through this life, and I'm sure that we all can remember perhaps trips that we've taken. If you're from Oahu here, there have been short trips maybe to grandma's or grandpa's house. We all do that. We all, at the Christmas season, we want to be together with family. And I really believe that's right. I think it's something we should do, certainly. And Christmas affords us that opportunity. We also give gifts. And I suppose that comes from this, what Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, and that God has given us his gift, the gift of his Son, so we give gifts to others. But I'm kind of curious to know, not just curious, but I'm often, I think, prompted by the Lord, not just by the Lord, but by the circumstances that we are told about of his birth, to think about, what am I giving to Jesus? After all, it's his birthday. I kind of wish last night we had sung Happy Birthday to Jesus. I never really have done that before, but I think it would be most appropriate. We won't do that this morning. But just think about that through the day. Maybe you want to just offer a private praise to Jesus and thank him for his birthday. So I just want to encourage us to think about the wise men. They're called wise men for a good reason, because they were truly wise. So what are some lessons that we can glean here? Well, from their pursuit. People today pursue many things. We all do. And sometimes we feel like we're on a treadmill. We're just kind of going through the motions, but not really accomplishing a lot, maybe, because of the busyness of this season. I'm sure we've all been to the malls and been out amongst the traffic, and it can be kind of depressing, actually. It can be also kind of angering. I think we've really lost what this season is about. You know, this fight over tennis shoes, I mean, that's a good example. I think $175 tennis shoe. I mean, is it really worth it? I think we have lost our perspective, and I think the wise man will help us there to regain the perspective of what Christmas should be about. So about a pursuit. Well, we know about their origin, the East. I'm sure you know that these were Persian men, expert in the study of stars. And you may think, well, these are astrologers. I don't think they were astrologers. They were more like our modern-day astronomers, that were really men of science. They were the men of science of the day. You may remember that in the Old Testament, there was a man named Daniel who was one of the wise men. So they did have the truth of God's word there in that area. I think there were scriptures. There were Jewish people still living in Persia, that area. So, well, what does that say to us? Well, they came from afar. I think all of us are in that category. We have been scattered across the face of the earth, yet this message has come to us from a very distant place in time. But it shows the importance of making that journey, if not physically, in our hearts and in our spirits, to that time and place where Jesus was born, and recognize who he is, the God-man, the one who was miraculously conceived and born of the Virgin Mary for our sake, to go to the cross and be our spotless Lamb of God who died there for us. So there's the origin, there's the object of their pursuit, the one who has been born king. No more noble object could there be than to seek the one whom the scriptures prophesied very clearly would come and would bear the sins of the world. And so they came to worship the one who has been born king. And there was, I would suggest, an obsession even to their pursuit. Because I think it's suggested here in the words of Herod when he said, "Go and search diligently for the young child." Now, was Herod a prophet? I don't think so. I mean, if anything, a false prophet. But sometimes prophets speak the truth. Even the devil sometimes speaks the truth when he calls Jesus the Son of God. And the Bible says that they know who he is, and yet they don't believe. So there's an obsession here. Go search diligently for the young child. I believe that that's really a command that God gave through the mouth of this unbelieving king, this potentate Herod, who hated Christ, who hated the things of God. We are to be obsessed in this pursuit. Now, do you have an obsession? Well, I'd say most of us would say, yeah. I mean, we all have obsession. You know, this being Sunday, you know, probably some football. Or, you know, with some not interested in football. I mean, there's always things to occupy our minds and our that I think that nature that we have to become focused on things that seem of utmost importance to us. Well, here is the most important thing. And I appreciate so much you coming to church on this Christmas day, because I believe it shows that you have a desire to draw near to this one who is born to be our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Well, that's a beginning place. But they also had a purpose. And that purpose was to find the one who is to be born King of the Jews and to worship him. So I want to suggest that that purpose involved finding, or the quest at least, to find the one. And it reminds me of what Jesus said when he said, and you shall, well, actually God said this in the Old Testament, but I believe it's Jesus saying this, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I mean, here's men, I think they were men. There probably weren't just three, there were probably many. We don't know how many there may have been. I mean, the tradition is that there were three because there were three gifts. But I think maybe the fact that there were probably many maybe suggests to us that we need to take our places with these wise men, to seek this one who said, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Because he's not very far from us. He's as close as a prayer, saying, Lord, save me. If you've never said that, prayed that prayer, Lord, take charge of my life. I acknowledge you as my King. I think this is what the lesson here for us is from these wise men. They had a purpose to find, to follow him. We saw a star in the east and are come to worship him. So they followed that star to the place of the manger. They were really, I suppose we could say, at least some of the first followers of Jesus. Certainly Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zechariah come to mind, but here were those who came from afar to worship this one who was to be born their king. Not just a king, but the king, our king, because we need a king. And it's why God sent Jesus to be our king and our savior. So we ought to do like they did, fall down and worship him. Fall down, that was the third point there. So the pursuit, the purpose, and then the purchase. We can learn from their purchase, I want to suggest. Now, I don't know that they went to a mall, or I mean, they didn't have malls, I'm sure, like we do. But they probably did purchase these items that they brought. And I just want us to just think about them for just a moment. Again, Christmas time is a time that many purchases are made. I think as many after Christmas as before Christmas. So, you know, we're not really done with that. But often to buy things that moth and rust corrupts, as Jesus said. Thieves break through and steal. I mean, we all understand that. Or we've maybe had something and, you know, it worked good while it was working, but then, you know, the next day stopped working. Or, you know, a car doesn't run forever. That beautiful car or whatever it is that we have, it can get stolen. It's why Jesus said this. I mean, things that make total sense to us. I mean, he didn't have to tell us this for us to know it. But what he was saying is that we are to lay up a treasure in heaven. Jesus said this. And I believe how we do that is by doing what the wise men did here, by giving our, first of all, gold. And now when we think of gold, of course we think of money, because gold, money is the commodity that we use to buy things that we need, food, for example, clothing, shelter, but things that sometimes are luxury items as well. I think it suggests to us that Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy of our wealth, because after all, he has given it all to us. The Bible says, every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. So we know that. But sometimes we forget that. So let us give our gold to him. I think it's one reason why we have this annual Lottie Moon offering. Lottie Moon was a foreign missionary to China. This offering is named after her, to honor her, but also to honor Christ, mostly to honor Christ. She would say, no, don't honor me. But she was kind of the impetus for that, to have this offering at this season of the year. Well, that's just one of the many ways that we can give back to God, certainly to give to God's work through the local church. I mean, where would we be without those that are faithfully holding out the word of truth, God's word? So these are some suggestions that I'm making, but I think very clearly taught here in the example of the wise man. Frankincense. Frankincense was a precious perfume derived from the resin of the Boswellia tree, so-called. I don't know a lot about it, but I understand that that's where this came from. And it makes me think of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. He said, "Now thanks be to God, who causes us to triumph in Christ, always causes us to triumph in Christ, and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." So that savor of his knowledge, he went on to say it was like incense that ascends before God. I think this speaks of service. It reminds me, too, of the woman, I believe it was Martha's sister, Mary, who brought this offering to give to the Lord before his burial, broke a precious perfume, a jar of precious perfume. These weren't glass jars, you understand, but they were. It was irretrievably broken and poured out upon him. So I think it speaks of a life of service, a life of consecration that we are to offer to the Lord. Myrrh is a fragrant gum. Not chewing gum, but I suppose maybe chewing gum might be some, you know, is derived, I think, from trees or was originally. But probably not myrrh, because this was used in perfumes, anointing oil, and embalming. You may remember that when Jesus died, before he was buried in the tomb, the women came to wrap his body with spices, which was the burial custom of the Jews. And it speaks of the suffering and death of our Savior. And it reminds me of what Jesus, or really Paul, said when he said, "We are called to suffer as Jesus suffered for us." We are called to follow in his footsteps. We are called to take up our crosses and follow Jesus. Well, the wise men, I think, began to understand some of this when there was this opposition from those who hated Christ, who hated the rule of God in their lives. And there are people like that. I think we're actually by that way by nature. We all have that sin nature, that rebel heart that wants to rebel against God. It's really what defines sin in our hearts and lives, and why we need this Savior. These wise men were not exceptions to that. They were sinners. But they came and they brought their gifts to Jesus, but above all, they brought themselves, and they fell down and worshiped at his manger. May we do the same. There's an old hymn that I want to read the words to. It's Footprints of Jesus. And it says this: "Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling. Come, follow me, and we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go." At this season and throughout the coming year, may we take our places alongside these visitors from afar in their pursuit, their purpose, and their purchase.
Praise the Son on high, the Lord. Thank you.